I feel like it's almost, no matter how hot or cold it is, it's almost always crucial to have a pool with the hot tub.
Yeah.
Because so, sometimes, no matter how cold it is, it gets too hot, damn hot.
And you run out of LaCroix when you keep pouring them on your head. You know, you only clear yourself off the Croix so many times.
Exactly. So you got to like either hop out, sit on the edge, or jump in the pool.
Yeah.
Ideally, jump.
On this episode of Gas Station Cappuccino, you can learn how to use a Dremel tool on your high school student, about Dean's mountain biking and BMX criminal chasing experiences, and the all-weather sandal brought to you by Amazon. Welcome to the Gas Station Cappuccino podcast by Caffeine and Kilos.
C&K all day.
Dean Sidoris next to me. I am Danny Lear. We got Aaron behind the camera, shirtless.
I don't think he's wore a shirt yet today.
Tarps off. He walked in, no shirt.
Chonklas on.
Chonks
on.
No
socks.
And I'm pretty sure those shorts have built-ins.
They look a little long to be the built-in ones.
They got built-ins?
Built-ins.
They do. So he's wearing two articles of clothing. He got chonklas.
One. Oh, yeah. I guess the shoes.
The chonks, chonklas, and then the shorts, the built-ins.
Smart guy.
With the Lulus. Lulus built-in. That's it.
Smart.
It's easy, quick to get out of the house.
It's a good play.
Yeah. And here's what you don't know is he didn't work out this morning. That's just how he's rolling.
No, he's rolling it. Yeah. Did you get a haircut today?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. I was like, maybe he took the shirt off for the haircut.
Oh, yeah.
The hair on it.
My neighbor cuts hair. And so for a long time, she just cut my hair in her garage. She had like the chair that would, you know, you could go up or down. She had a mirror in there, like a full length mirror in front of it, like just full boat ready to go. And so
house calls.
And because she would do like girls for their weddings and like all the bridesmaids and stuff like that. So sometimes she would just have them come over to her house.
Off the books.
If they're closer
straight
than her.
Cash.
Yeah. If they're closer than the salon. So I'd go over there and she's cutting my hair and trimming then starts like, you know, getting your neck, shaving the back of your neck. Right. And all of a sudden like starts like choking me, like the shirt. She's pulling the back of the neck further and further down. Like trying to like get a little further down there.
Oh yeah, it was a little tight.
Yeah.
Well, no elastic give there.
No, it was just like I was like, how far down? How far down are you gonna go? And she goes, as far as I can get. Why don't you take your shirt off?
Pop top. Let's get this let's do it right.
Yeah. So I just thought she was best neighbor ever. Like not only will she cut your hair, but she'll shave your back while she's at it.
That's clutch.
And then clutch. What she said though is because her father was a fireman. And so a lot of times when she was learning how to cut hair, she'd go to the firehouse. Well, they can't have any like neck hair sticking out of their collars. It has to be like totally clean. And so anyway, so that's what you just do.
Who's got neck hair like coming out the collars of like a collared shirt? Oh. You know, like I get like my, if I let my hair go.
T-shirt, it might happen a little.
Bit, some stragglers from the back of the neck. But
that's small town department.
It's
probably a t-shirt thing.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
not a collar
shirt. They all wear a lot of T-shirts.
Blue navy shirts.
Yeah, so. I mean, dude, you're a firefighter. You just fucking you shave your head. That's it.
Just
rocks the shaved head. Keep it simple.
I got bumps though.
Yeah.
What if you got dents in your head like me?
I think they just rock it anyways. Just shave it down.
Just do it.
Do it.
It's kind of funny how they can have mustaches, certain mustaches, but not full beard because their mask won't seal.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can have mustaches, but again, only certain ones. Like you can't have like a big old thick mustache if the mask won't fit over it.
As long as it's probably not, I think it's probably a width issue.
It's a width issue.
Can't go out too far.
That's it. You got to keep it close to the sides of your mouth.
Nice old, what's his name?
Fu Manchu.
What's that guy's name with the mustache from like Smokey and the Bandit?
Oh yeah.
Fuck's his name.
That handsome son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's got the stash. He's got like the perfect, you know, nice, tight, dense stash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. God, maybe.
The Smokey and the Bandit guy. That's his name.
That's his name. You ever grow a mustache? Oh, you've had a mustache.
Oh, yeah. I've had many a mustache.
Me too.
I'll probably be cutting my mustache in for the meet on Saturday. Might as well carry it over into the fucking Spartan race on Sunday.
I'll go mustache on Sunday for the Spartan race.
Yeah, because Ben cut his stash in. So I walked in the gym. I said, okay, so we're doing mustaches for the meet?
Yeah.
And he's like, I guess so. I'm like, all right.
You can go like Fu Manchu, and you're like straight down the side, so you look just like straight white trash.
No, I'll probably just go like the standard, what I always do, kind of your normal stash.
I said it's a weightlifting meet. I'm not driving a NASCAR.
Yeah, I'm not Dale Sr.
Man.
But yeah, so you know, stash it on fucking Saturday.
Here's my only problem when I have them. I kind of like having a mustache because I just don't give it. I don't think it looks great, but I just kind of don't give a shit, and I think it's fun. But here's the problem, though, is that everybody comments on it, and I actually wish that wasn't the case. Like, sometimes, what if I just want this mustache? Like, I know it looks kind of goofy, and that's kind of what I'm going for.
Well, they comment because, you know, it's not your normal thing. If it was just your thing, no one would say shit about it.
So you think, like, after, like, how long do you think it would take for people to quit commenting?
2 months.
So you got 8 weeks of like everywhere you go, oh, hey, I've still got the stash going, huh?
Yeah.
And then eventually it's just life.
Yeah. I'd give it 8 weeks.
Like, oh, so he just always wants to look like a molester.
Okay. Yeah. There's old Stash Lear.
Old Chester.
Yes, he's still doing that.
Because he still, huh?
Looks like this one's going to stick, guys. I guess this is who he is now.
Yeah. I'll go mustache Sunday. Aaron, can't shave your mustache before Sunday. All right, he's in.
Who's all doing it? Me, you, Aaron?
Everybody.
Is Jazz doing it?
Jazz doing it. Kristen's doing it. Dante.
I guess we should probably just keep it then in-house. Should invite Kelsey then. It's kind of like the work crew.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like I said, I think Jess might go and bring the kids, but then they'll just like go to the beach or something.
Maybe Kelsey might want to go then.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We'll see. Yeah. So
I'll run it by her. I don't know. She might have
Is that a Spartan joke?
She might have something going on. No. Hopefully I don't have to like
Kristen has an early Father's Day party. Everyone's coming to her house. She's calling everybody and changing it to Saturday so she can go.
That's great. I was wondering what she was asking earlier. I guess that's why.
I thought it was on Saturday. I said, no, it's on Sunday. It's always been Sunday. She goes, oh shit. I thought it was on Saturday.
So I'm doing the ultimate fucking fitness junkie move this weekend, I guess.
Oh, dude, you're going weightlifting meet Saturday.
Weightlifting meet. Spartan race Sunday. Might as well throw in a fucking powerlifting meet in there and maybe a CrossFit comp.
I think Dante's doing something similar. I think he's doing the ultimate...
the all-nighter and then the Spartan race.
The ultimate day. Party move Saturday night and Spartan Sunday.
Yeah, that would do it. That would not work for me.
Yeah, that's...
I'd probably just say, you know what, guys, I'm just going to have to... you know, call it in.
Well, the thing is that there's all the obstacles. So like there's all the stopping anyway. It's not like you run the entire time. You run until you get to an obstacle and you got to do the fucking monkey bars, you know, whatever.
Well, I'm still like, I'm not running anywhere. This is going to be a brisk jog at best.
Oh, you know, walk it.
I'm not going to walk it, but I'm going to, you know, if I feel like walking, I'm not going to hesitate.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this. As soon as the incline breaches like 2 degrees, I'm walking.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like if it's
what do I wear for like
if it's level, maybe a little downhill. You know what I mean? I'm definitely jogging. But as soon as it levels out, I might even pull this move here. Be like after the downhill when it gets level. I mean that's going to feel like uphill. Probably time to walk it out.
I'm trying to think of what kind of shoes I should wear.
Well, I got some Innovate Trail Runners.
See, I just threw mine out because I ripped them on a hike.
Mm.
I know they're perfect. They would have been a perfect shoe, but
yeah,
I ruined them. On a fucking super, super sharp ass rock when I was hiking one time. That same hike where I had to fucking stop because I couldn't fucking breathe. It was like 105 degrees and it was like facing we were on this cliffside on the way back. It was like a 16 mile round trip hike.
Oh.
You know, like it was no joke.
Yeah.
And when you got to the bottom, you know, we all swam and shit too.
Oh, geez.
It's like a fucking hour and a half of swimming.
Yeah, that'll do it.
After a fucking 8 mile hike down there. And then on just the way
dehydrated
back,
hydrated as a mug.
Oh yeah, no, it was bad, dude. Like, there was one point where I was like, "This was might be the biggest fucking mistake I've ever made."
Ran out of water.
Dude, out of water.
You're drinking your own urine. I was
drinking. It was like fucking. The sun was just banging against the cliff. No shade. No cover.
I was getting ass blasted,
dude. It was like I was.
Was the heat like radiating off the granite?
Oh,
too?
Dude, for sure.
Oh man,
it was like it was one of the worst. By far one of the worst experiences as far as like any kind of outdoor activity I've ever dealt with.
So speaking of like,
and I was in no condition for that kind of hike.
Speaking of like that, the heat like that reminds me of CrossFit games. Okay. Remember when it was in Carson, how hot it would get in the tennis stadium?
Yeah.
Because it just gets, there's no wind and, you know, temperatures in the shade, right? So like in the sun, you have the solar effect too. So it was whatever. It's like, oh, it's only 93 today, but then you're in full Southern California sun in the bottom of this arena that has matted floors, like rubberized floors.
It's basically a magnifying glass.
And yeah, and no breeze whatsoever. And so anyway, I think it was the second year it was there. It's like 2011 or something for the final heat. I remember this. The top guys go out there, like the last six or eight guys, right? And it's like, I think it's like Froning, Graham Holberg, fucking Spieler, and whatever else, like Peter Edgett or something. Anyway, so there's like group of guys out there. It's like last fucking like eight guys, last man standing. And no, they don't know what the workouts are. And they go out there and Dave Castro says the first workout. He said, okay. And there's all this equipment out there. No one knows what the fuck's going on. And he goes, okay, 21-15-9 burpees. And then 7-5-3 wall climb overs in between them. 3-2-1 go. Just like that.
Yeah.
And they do the workout. And the workout's over. And they walk up and there's like some rings and a barbell. And he goes, all right, we're going to do whatever, 30-20-10 ring dips and clean and jerks. Go. And then that workout's over. And as soon as that, whatever, you got 10-minute time cap, go or whatever, right? So then that's over. They take another five steps. And it's like, okay, now it's whatever fucking pull-ups or toes to bar and rope climbs or some shit. Go. And so like there's three or four workouts back to back, and they didn't know what the workouts were until they got out on the floor. And like, it was like
the blistering sun,
and they did three or four workouts all in, right. And so anyway, later story comes out that, at one point, someone from the StubHub center, from the grounds crew, whatever, walks out there and has this little like radar gun, like a little heat sensor, and like shoots it out on the floor, on the workout floor. And then looks over and just says to somebody, whoever's like Tony Budding, whoever's at the time, goes, ah, it's not safe for them to be out there this long.
What was the temperature?
Just straight up. Like, I don't know.
160?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Like, I don't know the exact numbers are, but like just straight up, just like looks like, it's not safe for them to be out there this long.
And someone's gonna have a heat stroke.
Yeah,
and remember like, when they had it on the field?
They all had to take their shirts off. Like they wouldn't have anyway, but they all had to because they had to put them on the ground to put their hands and chest on for the burpees because they otherwise would have got off like fucking blisters. Like the floor was so hot, they had to put something down.
It was blistering.
It was literally blistering hot. So they had to take their shirts off and shit.
Jesus, yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, remember when they did Murph?
Oh yeah, out in the field.
It was 100. It was like 130 or 120 degrees
on the field. Yeah.
All those little black pellets.
Oh, because it was on the turf with the pellets. Yeah.
So it's like just amplifying the heat. Uh-huh. And they have the weight vests on. Doing Murph.
Yeah.
In direct sun with no shade.
And then afterwards.
Annie Thorne's daughter had a heat stroke, right?
Oh, and then like even people that finished it, like quite a few people that finished it were like completely just out of it.
Done. They're like, probably like hallucinating.
No, that was it. They're like, they don't remember. Like a lot of the people don't remember the last like 50 reps they did. Like just completely gone. Yeah.
God.
And then all their times are like complete shit to what they normally do.
Oh, it's like that's thing an too. Hour.
Like, yeah.
They're like, 20 minutes more.
15 minutes off my PR, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, oh, they probably.
What's like a good.
They probably do shitty squats at their gym. It's like, nah, it's probably just not 160.
Yeah. What is like what's a good Murph time like for like a professional, like a Noah Olsen? Like 35 minutes?
35. What do you think?
34?
Yeah, 34, 35. Right,
that's a minute, Aaron.
Yeah, you looked at me like I'm a fucking idiot. 35 minutes. No, way off. It's 34, jackass.
So like, okay. So like anywhere like in the low 30s is like elite level.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think like what the best I ever did. I think it was like in like the
like high 48.
I think it was like high to mid 40s.
Generally, if you're wearing a vest under an hour is fantastic.
Yeah. And like I was wearing a vest. And that's when I was like really cardio was like my thing or whatever.
I think
I was like 45, 48-ish
probably. I've never done Murph wearing a vest. So I've never done it RX. I guess I've never done the workout.
What's your best, Aaron?
I've done it 5-6 times with no vest.
41?
Without a vest.
Yeah. Hey, have you done it with a vest ever?
No.
So Aaron's never done with a vest.
Mm.
Yeah. There you go.
And I'm almost positive when I did do that, there was a lot of questionable reps. Especially like on like the pull-ups. On the pull-ups. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
It's not like I was doing it like at a competition. Oh, like in the gym, you're like fucking that pull-up where you're trying to like throw your chin over the end.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? Like, so there's a lot of that going on.
If anybody's not sure of the workout, Murph, it's run 1 mile, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, run 1 mile, and do that for time. And here's the other thing, though.
There's a mile at the beginning and end.
And the end.
Yeah.
So here's the thing, though. Did you do it? Did you split the reps up in the middle or do all 100 pull-ups?
No, you bang them out one at a time.
Yeah, so I think that's the thing, too. Is also, I don't know if I've ever done it. All 100, 200, 300. I usually partition them. That's, you know, 20 rounds.
Like you go like
20 rounds of 5, 10, 15.
Yeah, no, yeah. I always did it straight through.
So
I've only done it like, I think, 3 or 4 times in my life.
Yeah. So some people would say that even if you just partition them, that that's technically not RX. So you're supposed to do all 100, 2, 3.
Yeah, our comment section on our post, there was a lot of like terminology that I never even knew of for Murph.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, like partioned, no partioned. And it was abbreviated, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, oh, what the hell are they talking about? I was like, oh, they must be talking about the reps. With vest, portioned.
Like, yeah. Two years ago or so, it was Memorial Day, and I had something going on. And so by the time I get into the gym for Murph, everyone's kind of done. But this is like the soonest I could get in for some reason, right? I don't remember what was going on. So everyone's like finishing up, and I'm like, well, shit, I'm just going to do it. And I was weightlifting at the time. Like I was not really in CrossFit shape, you know, but I was like, you know what? Like I can do this. Like I'm just going to walk through it. Like I can do this, right? No vest, whatever. And so I start my first run as everyone else is like kind of leaving. I do my run and then I came back into an empty gym and I'm just staring at that pull-up bar and I'm going, what have I done? Because at this point, I can't just stop now because like I already ran the first mile. Like it's not like I stopped before I started. Like I'm in this thing.
Yeah.
And I just realized, I looked around, I realized that there's nobody else there. And like I'm going to be standing underneath that damn pull-up bar for the next 30 minutes, 40 minutes, all by myself. And I was like, well, fuck, here we go. And so I said the old 5, 10, 15 deal, 20 rounds of 5 pull-ups, 10 push-ups, 15 squats. And just kind of just don't stop moving. You just do it, you know, and then ran the other mile. And I remember on that second mile at one point, I was thinking like, cause it was underneath this overpass and there's a bunch of homeless people under there. I'm like, what if one of these guys decides, like they see me over here, like on the struggle bus and is like, now's their time to like, to
attack you,
to take me on. Right.
While you're just completely gassed.
It's like, what? And then I had this little moment. I'm like, what would I do? Could I even defend myself?
Yeah.
And then I realized, I could muster up enough energy to like, to beat off a couple hobos who haven't eaten in 3-4 days, unless they're currently all
probably in the same, like, state of mind,
probably the same as me.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, well, but that depends. Like when did they last smoke meth? Like if they just hit the meth, I might be in trouble.
Then they're fired up.
I might be in trouble, but like,
then they're energized.
Say they're like 8-9 hours off their last meth hit, you know,
probably
like
crashing pretty hard.
I'm probably okay. And then, but then when I realized that I think I could defend myself, if push came to shove, I realized what a pussy I am for being so like in my own head complaining about how bad it hurt. Like, oh, that's awful. And then I realized, nah, like if I had to like save my own life right now, I could do it. And then I realized, God, I am such a puss.
Like, you know, it's one of those workouts where,
but then I thought, well, why? I don't want to go there. Like, sure, I could go to that place and like run harder and finish this out. But why? Like my life is not at stake right now. Like there's no need to do that.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there. It's one of those workouts where you can finish it.
Just get it done.
Just get it done. Just don't worry about the fucking time.
And don't worry about the meth heads.
And don't worry about the crackheads and meth heads and hobos that are plotting your demise.
Yeah. Eyeing me around the corner, like, behind a bush.
They take over CrossFit Excel and start running the gym and turn their lives around.
Yeah. Well, the thing is also if they just hit the meth, they're probably not thinking about taking me down. They're probably like out somewhere in a field somewhere with a Dremel working on a bike. Like, you know, working on speaker. They got speaker wire and a Dremel and they're just having a good old time.
Yeah. They're just fixing shit.
There's
that doesn't need fixed.
They're building speakers and then breaking them and rebuilding them. That's what's happening.
Staying busy.
Staying busy.
What you up, John? You know, just staying busy.
Got all the stuff to do.
Oh, shit. Just
dremeling on something.
That's funny.
Maybe on each other. Dremeling on each other.
Let me fix that.
Got a hangnail?
Oh, I feel great.
Take right care of that.
Yeah. Feel great.
I had a high school wrestling coach that used an electric power Dremel on a kid to get rid of his ringworm. Yeah. A little sketchy.
Interesting.
Yeah. Worked.
How so?
Well, the kid obviously had a big old ringworm on the back of his neck, and we had a wrestling match in like an hour, and so he was not going to pass groom check with that thing. So how do you make it disappear in an hour? Is you turn it into a scab. Done.
With a Dremel.
That's the tool that they chose to use.
That is a dark story.
I know. It was one of those things.
Was he good?
He was pretty. Yeah, he was like one of our better guys. Okay. And also, we went undefeated.
And then it's justified.
Went undefeated one league that year. Okay. Right? So it was one of those. But so I remember.
If it was just like some kid that, you know, he's just on the team. He's not very well. Not very good.
I was like,
let him miss.
I was a freshman, and this kid was like a, you know, junior or senior or whatever. And I remember it kind of going down, and at the time thinking like, that seems intense, but like, whatever, you don't know any better. I guess that's what we do around here.
Then that's what, yeah, that's
like, we get it done.
That's just, yeah, when you're a kid, when you're in like that age and you see like your superiors doing, that's just what you just think is, what you think is the right thing to do, because that's just what.
And they close the door, like this kid's there with the coach, and I hear the Dremel going, no one really thinks, and then like they open the door again, and coach is wrapping the cord around the Dremel, and he's done with it. And this kid's got a little piece of gauze taped to the back of his neck.
So is this, is there just like fucking pus and shit just shooting all over the office?
No, because ringworm's not like that. It's just like, it's like a fungus. It's just like athlete's foot.
Yeah, but doesn't it have like a, there's nothing like underneath the skin?
No, it's just like, no, not
so
really.
He basically just like, this, just.
Like the size of a quarter, basically just took off a patch of skin about the size of a quarter.
God, that just sounds so dangerous.
No, it's not. It's not ideal. I would not encourage it. Well, then, okay.
So obviously, this was like a thing that he's done before.
It didn't seem like it was his first time.
All right, well, get the ringworm Dremel out.
Well, the thing is,
you want a fresh head? Nah, it's fine.
Use the bloody one.
Let's use the one we used on Cody last week.
Well, the thing is, you got
just
like
brush it off, just blow it off.
If you got like 3 days, you can make the ringworm. You can take care of it. Not a problem.
Yeah, but don't you need some kind of like antibiotics?
No, well, antifungal. Well, there's a couple ways to do it, Dean. We could go do a little ringworm thing right now. So you don't actually have to go to the doctor if you have ringworm. People freak out. Say, then I think the name ringworm just sounds so nasty, but it's athlete's foot, essentially. It's just like it's fungus. Mm-hmm. So you just go get some boom, tough actin, thin actin.
Put on your neck.
Or Lotrimin, whatever. Just you get regular athlete's foot cream. And you just, but the, so if you go to the doctor, they just give you like a stronger version of that and mm-hmm. tell you to use it once a day or twice a day. Mm-hmm. You buy the shit from the store.
They're like a steroid in the doctor one?
No. I think it's just antifungal, but it's like instead of 0.01% of whatever, it's like 0.02 or some shit like that.
Okay.
And so you just buy the store one and then you just keep it caked on. Like you just put it on there so thick it's white. And then when it like, an hour later, you reapply, and you just do that for like two, three days, and it's completely gone.
So it's not like a staph infection.
No.
It's a lot worse.
No, it's fungal. It's just like.
Remember, I had a staph infection in fifth grade before they even knew what the hell staph infections were. Mm-hmm. And they thought it was like a bug bite.
Oh, shit.
Because it was all, you know, just like a big, it was on my elbow. It was all swollen and like filled with pus and shit.
Yeah.
And it's just so funny how like, you know, that was like what? Fifth grade shit. I don't even know what year that was. But like, it's funny how they didn't even know what that was yet.
It wasn't really a thing.
It wasn't really a thing yet.
Yeah.
And I think I got it like, you know, from sports or like from baseball.
Right.
I think I had like some dirt from sliding in my elbow in like a little league or some shit. And then it turned into that because I probably didn't shower for like, you know, until the end of the day.
Yeah.
I probably went home and played more.
Right.
It's dirt in my wound.
Probably packed some dirt in there. So it bleed all over.
Yeah. But it's just funny how like those things are kind of more like a newer thing.
Or much more prevalent now.
Yeah. Yeah. But looking back at it, it was 100% staph infection because I had one on my calf one time.
Oh.
That was more like I think I was in like my late teens or like early 20s.
Yeah.
When that happened. That was excruciating.
Oh, yeah. I've had that.
Yeah, sucks.
In my elbow. And it was like 2 months before I was going to go to Alaska. And I was worried. I was like, this is going to fuck up my casting?
you know, going up there, go salmon fishing. But then it was fine. No big deal. Yeah. Antibiotics and you're good to go.
Yeah.
Another thing about ringworm, if you don't want to, if you don't have like 3-4 days for the cream to work, you could, well, the most common thing was, at the time was bleach. You just put bleach on a cotton ball and then you just put the cotton ball on where the ringworm is. And then just like put some tape on there, leave it there for a couple hours. And the bleach just burns through your skin. So you just have a big burn mark.
Man, I watched this show.
But ringworm's dead.
You ever watch that show, My Strange Addiction?
Also, apple cider vinegar works like that. But apple cider vinegar, you gotta leave on longer. You gotta leave it on longer, though. You gotta leave it on like all night.
Give me
and
the bleach.
So then you wake up in the middle of the night and it fucking burns still. It's like I could have bleached this shit in an hour and it'd be good now.
Yeah. There's that show, My Strange Addiction. Yeah, and this girl was like
drinking bleach?
She was obsessed with bleach. So she would like bathe in it.
What?
She would drink it, kind of swash it around.
She all burned up?
No. She just like, I think she just was like obsessed with the, it wasn't like a full bathtub of it, but she'd pour it on herself like in the tub.
Ah, oh, that's fucking
and like
weird.
Wash it off with the water.
Like we did. With
she just liked the,
like
she,
we did with LaCroix.
Yeah, exactly. She liked the, like the burning tingling feeling. She was addicted to that.
That's
feeling.
Weird.
So she would just fucking have bleach with her all everywhere. All of her clothes were covered in bleach. Like it was just like total thing.
That's so weird.
Crazy.
I mentioned LaCroix. We should probably give the people the tip. Tip of the day.
Tip of the day.
And it's time for your gas station cappuccino.
Tip of the day.
Tip of the day.
If you're in a hot tub with your boys and there's you know, some tasty LaCroix going around.
Just, you know, pulling down some Croix.
You know, don't be scared to give yourself a little shower with that LaCroix on the head.
Just pour a little cold LaCroix on the head. Great for your hair. My hair was so soft after that.
It was silky smooth.
Yeah, I'd say so. Plus the cold Croix.
It was like conditioner.
It was like conditioner. It was just like conditioner. And the cold Croix in the warm hot tub.
Yeah.
Come on.
It almost felt like if you're in a hot tub when it's raining.
Yeah.
That same kind of feeling.
Except better for your hair.
Except better. I've been in a hot tub.
Must be something in the natural essence.
I've been in a hot tub in Tahoe while it's snowing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk about just like pure, like a... Almost like a nirvana feeling.
Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic. There's nothing better than like looking out at the snow falling in a jacuzzi.
Yep, hot tub in the snow.
In the mountains of Tahoe. It doesn't get much better than that.
This condo that we'd stay at every summer, that the pool was heated also. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we'd actually swim a little bit when it was snowing, but there's a hot tub go in and out, like the pool in the hot tub. Because even though the pool is heated, it's, you know, it's a far cry from the hot tub, right?
Yeah,
a little back and forth action, but same thing in the snow. And when you're a kid, it's cool. Like, oh, it's great. When you're an adult, it's an entirely different experience.
Yeah.
Then you like really appreciate it more.
Yeah. I feel like it's almost, no matter how hot or cold it is, it's almost always crucial to have a pool with the hot tub.
Yeah.
Because sometimes no matter how cold it is, it gets too hot, damn hot.
And you run out of LaCroix when you keep pouring them on your head.
You know,
you can only clear yourself off the Croix so many times.
Exactly. So you got to like either hop out, sit on the edge or jump in the pool.
Yeah.
Ideally jump in the pool and get back
Jump in the pool. It's a contrast.
And it's also good for the recovery.
It's really good for the recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we could give any better advice.
Yeah. I mean, the bubbles popping from the carbonation. It's a whole thing.
It was fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah. I wonder how our neighbor's doing from that Airbnb that lived upstairs.
Oh, God. Oh, you're talking about Tim?
Oh, we never told Kristen about that, did we?
About Tim?
Yeah.
No.
How can we never told Kristen about that? I mean, I cannot believe I was so excited to like throw that at her.
I'm too busy talking about Brad.
That's true. You the Shaka tongue guy.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron hit me with that text emoji the other day. I started rolling laughing.
Do we know what his actual name is?
Yeah, it's Brad. We can't talk about him on here.
No. No.
But he was solid.
Oh, he was fantastic.
So tomorrow we're doing a Spartan race.
Sunday.
I mean, yes, this weekend. I don't know why
Sunday,
I said tomorrow.
We're
tomorrow's fucking Thursday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday.
But this week, we're doing a Spartan race. This will be my first Spartan race.
Oh, me too. I did, I've done a bunch of other mud run type things. Like I did one, the Tough Mudder, the full boat.
Was
tough
it like,
mudder.
Is it difficult?
The Tough Mudder, this particular one was tough because, you know, the courses vary, but this one was at Bear Valley. And that's where I used to have season pass to for snowboarding. So I know the mountain. So it was like, all of a sudden, we start going down more, and I'm like, oh boy, right? And anyway, went like all the way to the very bottom of the front side, like way below the lodge and everything. And then went all the way up to the very top. Then went over the backside and went to the bottom of the backside of the mountain. And then all the way back up to the top where they had a little man-made lake that we had to swim across. And it was fucking freezing.
Jeez.
And then then got out and then ran all the way back down to the front side. Wow. So that was like up and down the entire mountain a couple times. I don't know what this course can be.
Honestly,
like,
I might need to go get some kicks for this thing.
It's a short one. It's just this, we're doing the sprint. So it's just 3 to 5 miles. It's not like 14.
I just
14
don't know what I have to wear. I guess I just don't want to like get like fucking plantar fasciitis.
Just wear some of those old nanos you never wear.
That's true.
Just turf them.
Yeah, that's a good call. But those are super flat. I can't wear like the new Nano 7s. Those would be terrible.
Yeah.
I think something that has a little bit of an arch.
Mm.
That's why I'm concerned.
I do. Oh, dude, I got it. Barefoot.
Yeah, go OG CrossFit.
Oh, you could wear the Chonks. They're all weather.
It's true.
They're waterproof.
They are.
They are waterproof.
I turfed mine on my bike a little bit.
Oh, that's right. When you're
trying to use
chasing down the guy who was scoping out the warehouse.
The guy that stole Kristen's purse.
Out bagging this guy, all of a sudden he starts driving off. Dean hops on his BMX and starts just like hitting it, going after this guy. And the bottom of his sandals, he just basically blew out because he was hitting the pedal so hard.
No, I blew him out trying to stop I was going too fast. Like, and I couldn't turn sharp enough, so I had to slow down. There's no brakes.
So how'd you slow down? Feet on the ground?
No, with my foot on between the back tire and the frame.
Oh, so you just shoved your foot in between the back tire and the frame? It's the tire.
Normally, it's not a problem with regular shoes, but with those, it melted them.
Well, it's good. It actually makes them better for inclement weather because any water that gets in them just drain right out.
Oh, no. It barely went through the other side. There's like a little tiny crack that you can kind of see through.
Just enough to drain some water.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to get a new pair.
No.
Yeah, you just let it ride. Yeah. That is what they are now. It's just a story.
Yeah.
Now
they have a story.
They've been in the ocean in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Almost stopped a criminal.
Yeah. Well, they did stop him. He's not coming back.
I doubt it. I'm pretty sure he knew I was pretty much after him.
Yeah.
Especially when I saw him casing the other parking lots and waited for him to come around and got behind his car and imitated to remember his license plate because there's no way I could have actually remembered it.
I told you last three.
I know. Yeah, that was like 30 minutes after I got
back. Well, I waited until you got back and I said, hey, by the way, a little tip for you for license plates. Last three digits.
Yeah. And the make and model. So I tried to find the guy's, his car was for sale. So I tried to find it on Craigslist.
Oh.
Didn't work.
Yeah. You think that guy? Yeah, that guy uses Craigslist. That's probably how he robs people.
Yeah, for sure. But now we're set up for better security here now. Honestly, all they did was make us more proactive with our security
system. Now we got that thing that dings until, and then Austin forgets to turn off the sensor and drives us nuts. And then we remind him to turn off the sensor. And then I think he forgets to turn it back on. Because I have not heard it go off since I asked him to turn it off 4 hours ago.
That's a good point.
I just realized that myself.
Yeah. Well,
maybe it went off a few times and we were just banging those slappers in there.
That's true. That was a good point. Got the sub hooked back up.
Got the sub hooked up.
We won't have any tweakers at 3 a.m. complaining about noise who are living in their warehouse.
We might.
Illegally.
We might. But less likely now.
Yeah. Well, another one down.
There we go. Thank you for joining us. Gas Station Cappuccino. You can reach out to us at podcast@caffeineandkilos.com. Let us know who we should have as a guest. If you know someone in the Sacramento area, we might get some guests on here.
Maybe even Bay Area.
Let us know if you enjoy the show. Let us know if you don't like it. If you absolutely hate this show, tell us about it.
Yeah.
Which I don't know why they would have made it.
And I'll probably more likely read that one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That'd be way better content.
Yeah, definitely more fun. So, all right. Thanks for tuning in.
Till next time.